It's Monday and it's Kershaw Day on the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. We've got a 9-game main slate on FanDuel. Heath, what do you think of this slate?
I'm really struggling to decide what I think of this slate. It's not easy.
Okay.
I would say that it is, in fact, difficult.
Okay. Does that make you want to play it less or more?
Because
the way I look at it, Heath, you're a daily fantasy expert.
Right.
That's your whole thing.
Okay.
So you should want to play the difficult slate.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, definitely. It should separate the men from the boys a little bit.
Sure.
As the saying goes.
That is the saying people say.
It's also, though, I think I've been pretty clear about the one thing that I really have struggled with is smaller slates.
Okay.
And because of the fact that we have Kershaw, Bumgarner, and Strasburg pitching on a 9-game slate, it feels like a smaller slate to me.
Mike, are you excited for today's slate?
I'm always excited, Chris.
You are such a radiant beam of energy.
Always excited. I like this slate quite a bit. I definitely think it's a slate where you play multiple lineups, though.
Okay.
So, but I like the slate.
All right, well, why don't we just start right there with the elite pitchers? Heath, you mentioned, I think, the big three
right
tonight. Who is the Kevin Love of tonight's big three?
I would have to say that the Kevin Love is Steven Strasburg.
$10,800 Steven Strasburg against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
No one wants to play him.
Yeah.
And he's the most likely to lose.
Okay.
But there's some hidden value there that people are going to overlook.
Okay.
How's that for Kevin Love description?
I think that mostly, I don't know how much hidden value.
Where's
the
hidden value in Love?
The hidden value in Love?
He was good last night.
Yeah, he was very good.
Very good in
game
7.
You know what? He came out and he tried hard.
Sure.
And that's really all that it takes.
That's it. You know who didn't try hard?
Who?
Matthew Dellavedova.
He was trying pretty hard in Las Vegas after the game.
He
was trying exceptionally hard.
Couldn't try hard enough to get off the bench in the deciding game of the series. Who's the LeBron James and who's the Kyrie Irving then? Mike.
Clayton Kershaw is the LeBron James.
Yeah.
And Madison Bumgarner would be Kyrie Irving.
Okay, so that means Clayton Kershaw is going to be your most owned pitcher of the night?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Kershaw's $13,000 going against the Washington Nationals.
I'll have at least one Clayton Kershaw cash lineup of the two. So I'll have 50% exposure to Kershaw in cash.
Clayton Kershaw over his last two games has combined for 130 fantasy points.
It's not bad.
His worst in his last five is 42. That was when he got a win against the Braves, surprisingly enough. Not surprising that he got a win against the Braves. Surprising that it was against the Braves at his lowest score. It's hard not to play some Clayton Kershaw. You have to play some Clayton Kershaw. It doesn't matter if he's 13,000, right, Heath?
Yeah, he's not actually my... I think I will have more exposure to Bumgarner than I do to Kershaw, and I haven't run these numbers yet for Mad Bum. I would guess they're going to be similar.
Okay.
Except for the fact that... or I haven't run them for Kershaw, except he hasn't had the same sample size that Bumgarner has. Amazingly, because both of these pitchers technically have bad matchups.
Sure.
The Pirates are the 7th best team in baseball against lefties in WOBA.
Yeah.
The Nationals are 4th. Mad Bum's already made 7 starts this year against the top 10 in baseball against left-handed pitching.
He's really surprised. That's kind of crazy.
He's thrown 49 and two-thirds innings, so 7 starts per inning, 55 strikeouts.
Nope.
What?
7 innings per start.
Okay. 7 innings per start. 55 strikeouts, 1.65 ERA, 0.88 whip.
Well, you know, that's what we know about Madison Bumgarner. He just always pitches better when the cards are down. When the
stakes are the highest. And that hasn't always been the case for Clayton Kershaw.
When the chips are on the table.
That's why some people seem to believe that Bumgarner is the best pitcher in baseball.
Madison Bumgarner goes out of his way to pitch worse at times.
No, he just has an extra gear that he's able when he really needs it.
Why wouldn't he just use that extra gear all the time?
Because then it wouldn't be an extra gear anymore.
It would just be a really good normal gear.
It looks like Kershaw, I believe, has only had 3 games against the top 10 in baseball.
Okay.
In WOBA against lefties. He's thrown 23 and a third innings and given up 2 runs.
Pretty good.
And
sounds like both of them have extra gears.
Yes. Well, thankfully, none of these were playoff games.
That's true.
As we talk through this, Mike is going to give me some insight that I've not found yet. Because it's tough to build a really good lineup with Mad Bum.
Okay.
It's $1,000 tougher with Kershaw.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we'll get some value later in the day.
Okay, so it sounds like you guys, Mike, are you kind of on the same boat with Heath?
Yeah. I mean, I still prefer Kershaw. I think he's worth the extra $1,000, personally. Yep. But
will one of these three pitchers be your most owned pitcher of the night?
Probably. I mean, I don't know if I'll have a most owned. I'll probably have two to three guys with equal exposure. But
will this trio make up more than half of your lineups?
Yes, for me.
On FanDuel, probably not. So on FanDuel tonight, I'm probably going to go all in on Kershaw at the upper tier.
Okay.
And I probably will be fading Mad Bum and Strasburg.
It's worth pointing out on DraftKings, Kershaw's all the way up at $14,200.
Yeah.
Steven Strasburg's actually more expensive than Madison Bumgarner. On DraftKings, he's $13,200 to $12,800 for Bumgarner. So probably makes Bumgarner the number one pitcher on DraftKings.
Yeah, I think so. Now, I do think there's some interesting pitchers below $10,000.
I do too. But on DraftKings, also worth pointing out, John Lackey's $11,800 and Stephen Wright's $11,200. That's a lot for those two guys.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite pitcher under $10,000, Heath?
Mine is Stephen Wright. He's the biggest favorite of the day. And we've talked a lot about, I think you coined the phrase random number generator for the knuckleballer.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what he's been this year. He's been exceptionally consistent. I think it's been like a month and a half since he's had a start even below 36 fantasy points.
Well, you know, it's worth pointing out with a random number generator, you can set the parameters really low or really thin.
High, yeah.
You know?
Okay. Stephen Wright is my favorite. The White Sox are just garbage right now. His lineup gets to face Miguel Gonzalez.
Yeah.
That's actually, when I give a lineup at the end of the show, I'm giving a Stephen Wright lineup. So,
yeah. Okay.
My only knock on Stephen Wright is that I can only play three Boston hitters if I do that.
That's sexual.
That's the only knock on him. But I like Stephen Wright a lot.
I don't think you can play more than three Boston hitters with Kershaw.
No, you can't.
Well, yeah, because of the price.
Yeah, you definitely can't. Which is why, I always play multiple lineups in cash, typically two lineups. One will be a Kershaw lineup. The other will likely be a Boston Red Sox stack.
Okay. Are there any other pitchers that you guys particularly like?
There are two more in that price range that I like.
Okay, let's hear them.
John Lackey and Drew Smiley.
Those are the next
two.
Just we named the six most expensive pitchers so far as our six favorite pitchers between us. Look, Lackey's been terrific this season. He's just been outstanding. It's kind of crazy how good he's been given his age.
Yeah.
He seems to be trending upwards as both the season and his career have gone. He has one of the best sliders in baseball in terms of whiff rate. His whiff rate overall is up. It's a really tough matchup, but there is some nice revenge game narrative there.
He's
for
taken
you.
His revenge.
Okay.
He took a pound of flesh.
I don't know what that means.
I think that's a saying.
It is a saying.
What does the saying mean?
I think that is a form of revenge, taking a pound of flesh. What? Would that be painful? Like, if you had dissed me?
Like, did he just, cut off a bit of Randall Grichuk's midsection?
That's why Grichuk hasn't been able to hit.
That would make sense.
Yes.
Heath, you didn't sound so sure about Lackey and / or Smiley.
I like Smiley a lot on DraftKings, where he's much cheaper.
$6,700 on DraftKings, one of the biggest gaps on the slate.
I think if I had to choose a pitcher other than Wright under $10,000 that I was going to have the most of, it might be Nate Karns.
Okay.
Karns has a really good matchup in terms of the starting opposing pitchers, Big Pelf.
Yep.
He has some strikeout potential that he's shown.
Definitely.
JD Martinez is out of that lineup, and I'll be interested to see if Miggy takes a day or two off.
Okay.
He hurt his arm yesterday in the Royals game, didn't leave, but didn't quite look like himself either.
Okay. The one thing that's always worth, I think we discussed this last time Nate Cairns pitched, actually, is he's going to give you five innings, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, five to six.
He's given you more than five once in his last six starts, and then he had six plus in each of his previous four.
Right.
So roughly half the time he will give you six innings, I guess. But there is big strikeout potential. Like, he's got five strikeouts or more in nine of his last 10. He had eight and five innings last time out. Generally is going to be pretty good for close to, if not more than a strikeout per inning. It's just, I guess the question is whether you get the five or the six strike innings from him.
Right.
I think he's pretty good. What don't you like about Smiley?
There's just a lot of, like, I feel like there's more risk there with him than there is with Steven Wright.
There's a ton of risk with Drew Smiley.
He can give up dongs in a hurry, like almost as many as you picked up last week.
Yeah.
And I don't think Josh Tomlin's good.
Okay.
But he seems to have an ability to have random success from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Rays lineup is kind of gross, especially against righties.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I like his win potential very
the
much.
The Indians haven't been very good against lefties this season, right?
I feel like for 2 years now, we didn't think the Indians should be any good against lefties. They keep being better than they should be. But I'm going to look that up right now so that we can see if that's still the case. Because, no, I don't think the Indians should be good against lefties.
While you do that, I want to mention one thing about Nate Cairns.
Mm-hmm.
A big reason I do not like him much tonight is it's going to be 90 degrees in Detroit, and the wind is blowing out at 18 to 20 miles per hour.
That's two things that you would tend to think don't bode well for a pitcher.
Correct. However, that's why we like Seattle with Mike Pelfrey on the mound.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the temperature like in Cleveland?
So it's similar.
I would assume it's pretty similar.
It's actually, it's going to be about 85, 13 mile per hour wind out as well.
Okay. So that's definitely a concern with Drew Smiley, who I believe this season has been the most fly ball prone pitcher in baseball. That was a tough one for me to get out. Heath, did you look up the Indians' numbers against lefties?
Yeah, they've been below average.
Okay.
Not awful, but 313 wOBA, so definitely below average.
Okay. Are there any other pitchers you guys think are worth mentioning tonight?
No, not for me.
Maybe Doug Fister, and it's stupid, but maybe. This sounds a little crazy, but I could see Kevin Gausman in the tournament. He has some pretty extreme.
You love the Rangers.
I know. Gausman has extreme reverse splits. He's actually very good against left-handed batters.
His best pitch is his splitter, so makes some amount of sense.
And many of the, obviously we know the Rangers' best hitters outside of Beltre and Ian Desmond are left-handed. It's a very left-handed heavy lineup.
Yes.
So I think Gausman is worth a look in a tournament because it will allow you to pair him with Kershaw if you want to go that route.
On
DraftKings, and still get some of the higher priced bats on Boston,
he's
Seattle.
Below 6,000 on DraftKings,
right? 5.6K.
Okay, yeah. All right, he's 8,000 on FanDuel, so that's one that I've two of them that start with Fan. It's just tough. Two baseball sites I go to a lot, FanDuel and FanGraphs, both great sites. Let's talk about our favorite stacks. Heath.
Well, I think we've made it pretty clear that it's going to be the Mariners going up against Big Pelf. And listen, he has made he's made some very average starts recently, which for him is it's a good thing.
For someone with a 4.79 ERA, he has hurt us a bit.
I mean,
he only
gave up four runs in six innings in his last start, 3 6 2/3 the time before that. But these starts have come against the White Sox, one against the Yankees, and one against the Athletics.
And then going further than that, Philadelphia, Minnesota. Yeah, he hasn't faced a good lineup since May 12th.
Yeah, and he's not good.
Yeah.
So I think Seth Smith, Robinson Cano, basically all the Mariners lefties.
Yeah, for sure.
Adam
Lind, Kyle Seager, Robbie Cano, Seth Smith. I think Nelson Cruz is always in play,
right,
against a bad pitcher. So yeah, Mike.
Next has got to be Boston.
Yeah. Boston, I believe, has the highest implied total.
Yes, the implied team total is 6 runs currently. Yeah.
And then my third favorite is actually the Astros going against Yulish Chacin.
Okay.
I think you could also go with Baltimore or the Cubs, but I don't love Baltimore against left-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
And Garcia has the ability to be good sometimes. I'm not sure Chacin has that.
Well, yeah, Jaime Garcia, I think, is good. It's a tough matchup against the Cubs. I wouldn't play him, but he does have the skill set that you would want to neutralize the Cubs, which is just a ton of ground balls. This is a team that they're an awesome offense, but they rely very heavily on home runs. I think they hit 4 last night. You can call me a homer if you want. I like the Marlins going against Jorge De La Rosa. They're pretty good against lefties. I think they've actually been better against the righties this season, which doesn't make any sense. But your guys like JT Realmuto, Marcelo Zuna, Giancarlo Stanton, I think those guys would be in play against Chris Johnson if he gets the start at first base, would all be in play against a pretty bad lefty in Jorge De La Rosa.
Heath? Are you playing Giancarlo at 3,200?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
100%.
Good.
Every single time.
Every lineup.
Heath.
Yes.
You have any BVP for us?
Barely.
Okay.
We are using a BVP pitcher.
Great.
So you can climb on board to that. We're going Team Straws for the BVP. Dodgers hitters in 62 plate appearances has a 559 OPS against Steven Strasburg. Okay. And there are some good BVP plays for the day. There's just not a lot of them. We actually have a nice decision to make at the catcher position. You can go with Chris Iannetta, which I'm going to do, who's 7-for-15 against Big Pelf with 2 dongs.
Wow.
And kind of gives you one cheap person to put in that stack, assuming Clevinger doesn't play. And you could always just put Clevinger in if he does. Yan Gomes, though, against Drew Smyly, also 4-for-11 with 2 dongs.
Okay.
So Gomes or Iannetta, either one. At first base, we're going with Hanley Ramirez. And he has had a lot of success against Miguel Gonzalez. 3-for-7 with 2 dongs. Second base, Josh Harrison going up against Mad Bum. There's a couple Pirates hitters in the BVP lineup. I'm thinking maybe Mad Bum's had a couple of bad outings against the Pirates. Harrison is 4-for-7 with a dong against Mad Bum. Matt Duffy, hoping that he is in the lineup tonight. He's got a bit of an Achilles issue. But he got a hit off of Jeff Locke once. Jordy Mercer at shortstop. Once again, Pirates. 3-for-7 against Mad Bum. In the outfield, we've got Seth Smith, who's 7-for-17 with a dong against Big Pelf. We've got Mark Trumbo, who is 14-for-45 with 5 dongs against Derek Holland. And we've got Cole Calhoun. Looks like Cole Calhoun faced Doug Fister in one game. Okay. He walked twice and donged.
Nice.
He has a 5,000 OPS against Doug Fister.
Have you noticed on Twitter the Spoonerism game?
Spoonerism game.
Yeah, where you like change the first letters of people's names. So like you would be Keith Hummings.
Okay.
You'd be Mike McClure.
Oh, okay.
Cole Calhoun has the worst one in baseball.
Why?
Because it's the same sounds. You're just changing.
Why is that different than Mike McClure?
Well, Mike McClure's not in baseball.
Mike Montgomery.
He doesn't count.
Okay.
You guys want to hear some updated Dong Chaser standings?
Oh, I'm sure we do.
I didn't make up as much ground as I was hoping with my 4 dongs and 5
Well, you
dings.
Were a long ways back.
Well, yeah. I'm still in third place, but I'm catching up to Heath. I'm closer to Heath than Heath is to Mike, I think. No, not still. Sorry. False advertising. I did have the third best week in Dong Chaser's history. I put up a 35.8 spot.
Great.
With my 4 home runs in 5 days.
What are the year-to-date standings?
The year-to-date standings. Mike is in first place with 20.7. Heath is at 16.83, and I'm at 12.25. 12.26. We'll round up.
We might as well.
I think we should. So that's our standings. I am still holding the keys, right?
Yeah, nobody donged yesterday.
Yep.
There's some really good options here. but I'm going to go with Giancarlo Stanton.
Wow. Now, Mike went with Giancarlo Stanton for the first time ever over the weekend. Mike, how was the Giancarlo experience?
It was awesome.
Consider it a heat check.
Yeah.
I mean, Stanton went. No, he didn't. He didn't have a good game yesterday. I think he had two hits, actually.
Yeah, he's got like six singles in his last five games.
Hey, man, we'll take it.
Well, you won't take it tonight. It wouldn't do you any good at all.
He's going to dong twice. It's a heat check.
Okay. I don't know who's next.
Mike would be next.
I think I am next.
Heath, you have not donged since last Wednesday.
Ooh.
Or Thursday, sorry.
Okay.
You had a Harper dong.
Yeah, he did. All right, I'm going to take Adam Lind, 2,800.
Adam Lind, 2,800. Okay.
It's Big Pelf.
Yeah, I'm also going to pick on Big Pelf. I will have to spend a little bit more money to do so, though, obviously. I will go with Robinson Cano, 4,000.
Not Smith Sith?
It would still be Seth Smith. You just changed the first letter.
No, I can change the name, the sound, if I want.
Then it's not the same game.
It's absolutely the same game. I'm going to give my lineup first.
So would you be Tris Chowers?
Tris Cowers.
Well, I want to change the H too. Tris Chowers.
Tris Chowers, I guess. Yeah. I think Tris Cowers works better.
Then it'd be Thris.
Sure.
Thris Cowers.
Thris Cowers.
Thris Cowers.
I've got Drew Smyly as my starting pitcher, so can't call it a cash lineup.
Okay.
Just by definition. But I like the rest of the lineup. I'm going JT Realmuto, Adam Lind, Robinson Cano, Kyle Seager, Adani Hechavarria, Seth Smith, Marcell Ozuna, and Giancarlo Stanton. Nothing but Mariners and Marlins. I'm taking all the M's.
Okay. I have a DraftKings lineup, so I'll go ahead and give my FanDuel lineup now. And hope these guys all play. Steven Wright is my pitcher.
Okay.
We're going to hope that Wilson Contreras is in the lineup against a lefty today. He's only 2,200. Even better value on DraftKings at 2,000. Yep. I've got Big Poppy at first. Robinson Cano at second. Kyle Seager at third. Adani Echevarria at short. Giancarlo Stanton. Seth Smith. And $2,300 Steven Moya.
Okay.
I like it. So I told you I was going to give a Kershaw lineup, and I've changed my mind to a Strasburg lineup.
Wow. Okay, good, because it's hard to build a Kershaw lineup.
Yes, and I know you guys know I've been playing around with some of my weighted on base model here, and
yes.
I actually have a pretty strong pick on the Nationals money line tonight now.
Okay, good.
So I've changed my mind, and I will be using Steven Strasburg tonight.
Okay, good.
So Strasburg, Jared Saltalamacchia, Adam Lind, Robinson Cano, Travis Shaw, Adani Hechavarria, Jackie Bradley Jr., Seth Smith, and Nori Aoki.
I like it. How much is Aoki?
2,800.
2,800.
I also like Joey Rickard there. It's like
yes.
Really close in that.
I'm surprised you don't like Nomar Mazara there.
He doesn't rate well
reverse
from,
splits.
Yeah,
yes.
The reverse splits put Mazara down significantly for me.
Okay, on DraftKings, I've got Mad Bum and Smiley as my pitchers. Wilson Contreras, Poppy, Cano, Jahani Peralta. Corey Seager one time for only $3,300 against Stras.
Yeah, he's 3,000 on FanDuel, yeah. Which like really made me want to play him despite the matchup.
And then Seth Smith, Joey Rickard, and Nomar Mazara in the outfield.
Sounds
so
good.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to feel more confident.
Okay.
Now, Mike, I have an important question for you.
What's that?
Do you want me to play Stras tonight because of the Wilbon model, or do you want me to just fade him and ignore you?
You can play him.
Okay.
I'm going to play him. So, I think we can both get away with it tonight.
Okay. It's risky.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The Wilbon model's been on fire, though.
It has been. What'd you go, 5-1 on picks yesterday?
5-1 yesterday. It's 38-16 over the last 11 days now.
Is that against the spread or just straight up?
It's money line.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
All right. We'll look forward to trusting that. We'll see if it works out for us.
You know what I almost forgot?
What'd you almost forget?
I almost forgot our Dong Chasers pick from the fans.
Okay. Let's hear it right before
and
we go.
Ryan Redbeard.
Okay.
Is taking Seth Smith in Dong Chasers tonight.
Good pick.
So good luck to you, Ryan.
If Big Pelf is good, we're going to have interesting...
Very little money.
Very little money made tonight.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.